Oh, okay.
And not okay. It's fine.
Okay. Jonathan Sudler, and I'm transferred here from Hawaii. Yeah. I was in the University of Hawaii at Hilo, and I was in their art program, and it was pretty sucky. It was pretty awful. Although I gather from comparison to foundations here, it wasn't that bad. It was just I had one teacher in particular that really didn't like me being in his class, and so made life very, very difficult.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just worked my ass off when I was there, trying to do the best that I possibly could. And then I came across another teacher that got me interested in art history. And when I was in her class, I was just like voracious. I just went after everything.
Yeah.
And just really took off and suddenly started enjoying the academic side of everything. And got here and did the same kind of work, you know, just pushing myself really, really hard, and was really surprised because I started getting some letters in the mail from the university, from this organization, Phi Kappa Phi,
yeah,
which is their honor society program. And I got a phone call from Steve Crandall.
Yeah.
Who's the president of Phi Kappa Phi.
Cool.
And he told me, or he called me up yesterday because we'd been playing phone tag because I didn't really understand what they were saying in the messages and stuff. It was kind of vague. And he calls me up and he says, we're having our ceremony tonight, our induction ceremony tonight, and I'm hoping that you're going to be here. And I said, well, I'm not being inducted. And he's like, no, but you are our book award winner for the sophomore class. And I said, what is that?
Yeah, really?
And he said, well, you have the highest GPA in the entire sophomore class.
Wow.
So we're honoring you for that. And he says, and that's a great stepping stone for you to be able to become a member of Phi Kappa Phi next year,
yeah,
when you're a junior.
Wow.
So I did I went there last night, and at the same time Joe Lewis was also being inducted as a member. And Joe's real familiar with my whole situation of transferring out here from,
yeah,
Hawaii and everything. And he came up and congratulated me and said, well, now you've done it. And I said, done it? What? I haven't done anything. And he's like, no. He says, now you've set the standard. Now you got to keep it up for the next 2 years.
Right?
I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, seriously. That's so funny.
So that's my most recent story.
Good.
So
I like that you told a really recent one. I haven't got a lot of those.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.